Lee Chambers
on Cambridge 105 Radio.
That's Echo Smith and Cool Kids, because we're talking kids now with Zelna Lawrence, children's life coach. Good morning, Zelna.
Hello, Lee. How are you today?
I'm fine. Now, you are wearing a Christmas jumper. It's Christmas jumper today.
It's sort of Christmassy, isn't it?
Lovely. It's very colourful. It's a rainbow.
A rainbow, like the cover of my book.
Yeah, exactly. You're on brand.
Yes, I'm on brand.
And before we talk about, because we're going to talk today about children and Christmas, managing expectations and tensions, etc. You're a children's life coach. What does a children's life coach do?
Well, at the heart of what I do as a kids' life coach is the very simple idea, actually, of just giving children the tools to make good choices, even when adults aren't around and watching.
And you do that through therapy? Is that how you describe it? Talking, play?
It's the complete opposite of therapy. So we use a lot of skills-based approaches. So we do play, but every coaching session that we do is based on facilitating the child learning more about themselves. So knowing themselves, choosing themselves, and giving the best parts of themselves to their parents, their teachers, their friends, siblings, and just being a better citizen in our world, really.
So helping them discover what's inside them.
Yes, their talents and their strengths, and really maximising those as opposed to wanting to fix things that are wrong.
And it's been a great year for you, Zelna, hasn't it? You
it
had
has.
A book published this year, and there have been developments since the last time we spoke.
Yes, they have. I had a very exciting meeting at the House of Lords. It's always been on my radar to raise the profile of kids' life coaching and what it really means. I've been doing it for the past 15 years, and I've just been plodding along, building my team around the world. And Lord Patel, who's head of Social Care England, he noticed my book, and he invited me in to have a chat with him. We had a lovely pot of tea together, and I'll be going back in June next year to speak to strategic key players about kids' life coaching and how it needs to be a respected intervention alongside therapy, child psychologists, and everything else that's out there, because it's not very mainstream at the moment, but I believe that it should be, and that's what I've been striving towards. So it looks like it's happening.
That's fantastic. So this is June, you're actually going back to the House of Lords,
yes,
is that right?
Yes, I am, yes.
Fantastic. Well done, Sam.
Thank you.
Richly deserved. Well, let's talk about Christmas now. It can be a bit of a crunch time for families, can't it?
Oh, wow, yes. Everybody seems really frantic and busy at this time of year. And crunch time in the sense that there's a lot to be done. The to-do list is longer than the time available.
And I think for children, there's can often be expectations, particularly about family being there, about presents in particular. Is that something that comes up in your counselling?
In my coaching.
Coaching, beg your pardon. I know.
No problem.
You know when you're a son, don't say that word.
Don't say that word.
It comes to the front of your mind. I beg your pardon.
There is a time and place for counselling, but in our sessions, we don't really look at topical things such as Christmas. We look at tackling life as it happens day by day. Christmas is one day of the year. So what we do is we get children to value the time it's associated with Christmas. So yes, presents are a big thing, but coaching is about getting children to not measure their worth according to the size of their present and according to the number of family members that are there. It's valuing who is there at that moment in time and what it is that you get out of it memory-wise. So that's how we approach it in our coaching sessions.
Well, that's interesting, because children can get, well, adults can get very distracted by the whole, you know, wrapping and the
yes.
packaging and, you know,
it is
wanting
this. It's kind of fun, isn't it?
Well, it is nice to get presents, isn't
yes.
it? I mean, who's denying that?
And I think, you know, presents is a lovely way to share with each other and to show your love for each other. But I think the crunch time that you're talking about is where the overwhelm steps in, where you don't know which presents to buy, the perfect presents. Your child gives you a list as long as your arm and you don't know which ones to buy, because a lot of the presents that the children want are, they're in a marketing bubble, and so the presents are usually quite pricey as well. So parents are left feeling kind of overwhelmed and stretched in terms of pleasing their children.
And I know when our children were young, what we found out was that we were because, you know, you've got young children and you're a first-time parent, got very excited, bought lots of presents for them. And they actually were just completely overwhelmed and would then get quite tearful in a way because there were so many presents to open and they didn't know where to turn. Sometimes just keeping it simple is a good thing.
Correct. Having a conscious Christmas is what I recommend for parents, is just keeping it simple, keeping it small. It's the memories that children are going to remember, not the number of presents. And you're quite right in the fact that overwhelm does step in. And often it's the adult who has a need to spoil their child because perhaps it's something that they didn't receive when they were younger, or they're overcompensating in some way. And there's no right or wrong way of doing it. However, you know, children really, what they do want is time over toys. So if you are going to buy lots of toys, make sure that they're toys that give experiences as well. So possibly board games, card games, things that you can do together, as opposed to children walking off in isolation. I've heard a lot of parents say that at Christmas time, the toys that they buy are often a welcome distraction because it gives them time to breathe. So the children go off and play with their presents, and then, you know, the parents have some time out. So I suppose it is, the parents also have a need behind the presents that they buy.
But how do you say to a child, look, you know, we've only got you one toy this year because what we're going to do is we're going to spend time together. This is what we want to value. How do you shift their focus when the rest of the world is telling them, you want this for Christmas, ask your parents for that?
Well, who is the rest of the world? That's what we've got to ask. And it all boils down to values. You know, I come from South Africa, which is not as privileged as this country, and I've seen poverty and I've seen children who have nothing at Christmas time. I've worked in street children's shelters where those children really value just a little ball. And I'd love to share a story about, I was in South Africa last December, and we arrived home on Christmas Day, and it happened to be a wet Christmas Day. Can you believe it? In South Africa, it's supposed to be sunny. And we arrived home, and my nephew, who was age 8, was in the car with me. And at the gate was a family of 4 and 2 young children, around about the same age as my nephew. And it was raining and they were singing Christmas carols at the gate and they had nothing. And, you know, he just looked at me and he said, I've got all these toys that I've been given and they've got nothing. So I said, well, what can we do about it? And we hopped out and we went across to them and we gave them some money, which is generally what people do, isn't it? You know, to appease your conscience. But in that moment, he saw Christmas through other children's eyes. And that sense of empathy is something that is taught. You know, he felt the need to make their Christmas better. And I suppose it's really about empowering children to see Christmas from a different perspective and to know that it's not just about them. Christmas is a time for giving, and it's not just a time for receiving. So it is really about how you frame that for your children. So that one toy that you get, there's a child somewhere in the world who's not getting any toys. And maybe it just comes from my teaching and my coaching perspective and having worked with children across all demographics. But very often children who are spoilt forget to appreciate things. And it's, you know, I don't say that with criticism. It's just that the spoiling doesn't come because a child asks for that. It's because the adults are the ones that are buying the gifts. And children want it simple. You know, they want to appreciate that one toy. So it's how you approach it as an adult, really. I could carry on forever on this topic.
That's brilliant, Zala. And we're talking about time. Sometimes people say, well, you know, you just end up sitting on the sofa watching Doctor Who. That's not on Christmas Day now, but never mind. You end up just watching TV. Actually, I've always thought that's really quite nice on Christmas Day, passing the Quality Street along, along the sofa.
You know what, Lee? For me, it's about whatever tradition your family chooses to partake in on Christmas Day, make it consistent. And if you want to watch telly every Christmas Day and pass the Quality Streets along the couch, then that's what you need to do, because that's what your children will remember. Those special moments together that sink into their memories, they're not going to remember the tons of presents that they opened under the tree, but they will remember that special cake that you bake together on Christmas and ice together, or wrapping presents together. So make the moments count, whatever those are for you. And there is no right or wrong answer. It's really what works for your family.
And it changes as children grow older.
Absolutely. Well, I noticed one of my neighbours, if she is listening, her daughter's visiting from university, and she had the elf come and visit because her daughter's 18 and I think 19, and that's a family tradition, and the elf is still visiting. So it's really just about things can change, but it's about what you deem as important for your family and how fun you want to make Christmas. Because really, isn't Christmas a time for just celebrating the inner child within us? It's the sparkle and the glitz and, you know, it's the fun side of it. So we don't need to be too serious. And I suppose the big fear at Christmas time when children get older is that the magic wears away. But it's us who makes that magic, isn't it? It's what we believe in.
What are you doing this Christmas then, Zelna?
Well, I'm very fortunate to be flying across to Holland to go and visit my godfather. Very special man in my life, and my husband's joining me, so we're going to be spending Christmas there, which will be wonderful. Hopefully a white Christmas. And
you'll start to learn all the Dutch Christmas traditions.
I'm hoping so. We're going to be going to Christmas markets. So it for me, I haven't spent Christmas with my godfather, my mom's only brother, for possibly 10 years. So it's a really special time. And I suppose that's really what Christmas is about. It's about that special family time where you can just celebrate being in each other's company. And often I think we put so much pressure on ourselves to all be together at Christmas. And sometimes it's not possible, especially with big families. My mom has 8 sisters and 1 brother. My dad, 5 brothers, 2 sisters.
Wow.
So it's big families. It's not possible to always have them together, and things do shift and change, but it's just being conscious in your Christmas, and whoever you're spending the time with, make it count with those people. And if you can't spend Christmas Day together, possibly having other little traditions, like our 4 nieces are visiting this weekend and we're going to be having a Christmas party with our neighbours and spending Christmas together and doing a few special things and creating memories. So just make the season count for you. Just be conscious that Christmas is a special time of year. It's not just about the presents. It's about the time that you spend together with each other.
Well, you talk about absences there. People who have died or
exactly.
People who can't be, they're more noticeable sometimes at Christmas.
And it is also a time of great pain for some people who have had people pass on, or there may be people in hospital right now who are poorly. And so we have to also be mindful of that. So that's why I keep going back to the conscious Christmas, is just enjoy the moments that you have and just be grateful. If things go wrong on Christmas Day and things don't work out, that's the way it was meant to be, and just move along and create the memories that count.
Yes, excellent. So, because there is that sense of, yes, all the time on Christmas Day, you kind of looking forward, well, when the supper's ready, and then
you don't want to burn the turkey.
Yes.
And there's so much pressure we put on ourselves, when in fact what really counts is just the memories that you're creating. And if it means that there's a burnt turkey to talk about in 5 years time at the next Christmas, then so be it.
So be it. Well, kidslifestudio.com is your website.
That's right.
More information, and they can find out all about your book there and the work that you do, the fantastic work that you do. Lovely to see you, Zelna.
Yeah, thank you, Lee. Have a beautiful Christmas.
I will.
And I hope Father Christmas brings you the presents you deserve.
Me
have
too.
You been a good girl?
Oh, that'd be telling. And you have a lovely Christmas
thank
too.
Thank you, Lee. You take care.